There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to another episode of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and I believe this is episode 1015. Let me double check because I'm not sure. Give me one second.
Don't even know at this point.
Give me one second. Actually, yes, I was correct. It was 1015. It's a lot of digits,
well,
man. A lot of numbers. All right, and I have joining me for this special episode is Mandy, aka Lady Luck. Mandy, what's going on?
What's up? Surprise! I make an appearance again.
Again, and originally we were planning to just talk about Animal Crossing throughout the whole episode, but then a big, huge surprise just came out of nowhere. Nintendo Direct, a mini, and I quote, mini version, just happened. So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. But first, everybody listening, make sure to head over to GamertagRadio.com and listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, or even post a review. That's going to help us out. Also, join our Discord if you want to have a conversation with our community from members from all around the world. Mandy's always there too, talking to our community members, and it's a lot of fun. And look, if you're into Animal Crossing, we have like a channel just Animal Crossing. If you one of those are into like Phantasy Star Online 2, like me, you could go through there. Division, Call of Duty, even PUBG. If you want to talk to Pete, he's always there still.
PUBG, but Destiny. Look,
yes, Destiny. We have a lot of good ones there, man. And also we also have voice chat. So if you want to play with people, like for example, for me, I love playing online on the Switch. I might go there and play with other Switch members instead of using the Nintendo Switch app. We'll go to our Discord and use that. So super easy. Go to discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. And you could join and then start the conversation. We'll talk to you, right? Also, if you want to contact us and be part of our fan mail episode, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so Mandy is here, and we're going to be talking about two things: Nintendo Direct Mini, and also Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch. But first, Mandy, let's talk about this Direct.
Yeah,
just happened a couple hours ago, and this was only a 22-minute video. It was like around there. To me, I didn't find this as a mini version. This was like a regular Nintendo Direct, so I don't know why Nintendo called it mini. Your thoughts about that?
I mean, I agree, because so when I saw the title, it was before I'd actually clicked on the link. So I'd seen the tweet and I was like, oh, it must be like, you know, short, 5-10 minutes long. Like, I assume mini had to do with like the length of it. And then it's like 25 minutes. I'm like, wait, you've had directs shorter than this that are like full size, like full direct. They didn't have mini on the end. So I'm a bit confused on their naming choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. It was weird. But hey, at least we had a Nintendo Direct. And look, believe it or not, during everything that's going on now with, you know, with the crisis of this coronavirus and everything, little things like this will help us get through all this. You know, because a lot of us were stuck at home. So usually there's always a live Nintendo Director. Everybody go in there, watch it. They're like part of the conversation, chat, everything. You can watch it on Twitch. But this was a direct video on YouTube. There was no live stream or anything like that. So I wonder why Nintendo make those changes. But let's talk about the announcements that they had here. And can I start out with my first one, the one that got me super excited?
Mandy? Go for it.
So, are you a fan of Panzer Dragoon,
the old one? Okay, this was going to be my top one, too. Yes.
Really?
Okay, yes. So I played these. Oh, my God, I remember playing them.
So, I played you know, the old ones, and also, because I never played the original one that came out for the Sega Saturn, right? So, I purchased Panzer Dragoon Orta. In there, you could also unlock the original Panzer Dragoon game in there. So, that's how I played it. Through the original Xbox. So love the game. When I heard that this was coming for the Switch, I was like, oh, that's awesome. I'll play this again. But I was not thinking that this was going to come out today. So during the Nintendo Direct Mini, it says it's available right now. So I went, downloaded it. It's only $24.99. And I just downloaded the game right now. So after this, I'm probably going to play and try it out. So
I remember playing them. And so similarly, I remember you also played Orta, and I guess there's always like these games that you remember playing when you were much younger that you want to see come back or like have a resurgence. And this was one of them. So when they originally made the announcement, I was like, oh, sweet. So I'm like watching the Direct Mini. And being like, oh, I wonder what else they're going to talk about. And they're like, oh, yeah, here's the game. And also today. So for me, like, that's very exciting because though I'm struggling now because I look at it and go like, I'm going to go buy you. But also Animal Crossing has like taken over my life.
Yeah, I agree. So look, if you're into this 360 degree controls, so you go and look around and shoot enemies, and the music has always been beautiful. It's very, very like a fun game to play, and I love Orta. I like this one. I'm excited to try it out. So this is a remake, so graphically it looks a lot better than the original game. So I'm just wondering how different it's going to look from like old to now. Also, this is a Nintendo Switch timed exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So of course this is also coming out for other consoles, so most likely we'll see PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. So yeah, that's cool. Very, very cool to hear. Now, Mandy, now it's your turn. Is there any other games from this long list of announcements that got you all excited?
So there's several. I think in terms of the like, ooh, I really can't wait to play. Mm-hmm. I definitely was interested, or I'm excited for the Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. Because that came out in an earlier generation. I played 2. It was really good. I think I have like 150 hours.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was a lot of hours, man. A lot of hours. That's crazy.
So many hours. It was like, it took, similar to what Animal Crossing is doing right now, it took over my life for several months, playing through the story and getting distracted by like side quests and things. So I'm very excited to see the first game because I feel like... I might be remembering incorrectly, but I believe Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was one of the best-selling games in the series. And so there's kind of this new audience that can go back and visit the first game. So I'm very excited to see that and that they gave it a release date. So it's coming on May 29th. So it's not too far away.
Hmm. Speaking of May 29th, Mandy, 2K Games are releasing a couple of games that these are considered classics. All of these are coming out. So... one is XCOM 2 Collection, which I know there's a lot of people are a huge fan of that game. And it also got like great feedback, great reviews. Borderlands Legendary Collection, which this one contains the original Borderlands, the sequel, Borderlands 2, and also the pre-sequel, Borderlands, the pre-sequel. That's what it's called. So now,
I love that term, the pre-sequel.
The one that I am excited to play this one more time is BioShock, the complete collection. So this one's going to have BioShock Remastered, BioShock 2 Remastered also, and BioShock Infinite. So this is a nice package of games that is coming out on May 29th for Nintendo Switch.
I know, it is, like, it's great that we're kind of getting like this big grouping of 2K games. And honestly, the way that they showed them all off, it's kind of the opener in the direct mini, for those of you that haven't watched it yet, was like really entertaining visually. And also, I'm just like personally very entertained that during the Borderlands section, they have Claptrap going, "Stairs, no!"
Yeah. Yep.
Which is probably, all of his sound bites are so great.
Yeah. Now, another game, Mandy, that we have a long history with this game, Mandy, during the, when you were part of GTR, Burnout Paradise Remastered, coming up for the Nintendo Switch. That's cool. What'd you think about that?
I mean, that's exciting because I'm literally looking at it going like, so do we all need to get together and play it again? Because it's context for the broader group here. It was something that we did community nights, and we would get these big groups together playing and just like driving around and being silly. And it was just so entertaining. So it's always exciting to see those games come back and get a remastered and get updated onto a new platform. Because then you're like, all right, time to revisit you again. Can we get the whole crew back together and have the kind of same sort of shenanigans that we did the first time?
Yeah. So if this game comes out, what? There's no date, right? No, there is no date. So look, once this game comes out, we can start playing it, and we'll go to our Discord channel, go to the voice chat, and just talk. And just
we
get a good group of people. So for those who are listening, if you have a Nintendo Switch and you're planning to buy Burnout Paradise Remastered for the Switch, let us know and we'll figure something out. That would be cool. Now, Mandy, have you ever played Catherine Full Body?
No, but that whole trailer in this was very entertaining.
Oh, okay. Because I played the original one for the Xbox 360. So this one is a remake of the original game. So it has a really cool story. I don't want to say much, but I think you will enjoy it. It's a really good game. And this game is considered as a cult classic too. So I remember getting that review copy for that game. And I think this was from Atlas. So, you know, shout out to them because they sent it to me a while back. But I had an amazing time playing that game. It's really good. So for those who are curious about that game is coming out for the Switch July 7th is the official date for that one.
Yeah, that one was just, I don't know, like they acknowledged it in the trailer. They're like, and it's going to get weird. I'm like, yeah, I can tell.
But is there any other games too? I mean, this is a long list. We don't want to spend like the whole 30 minutes just talking about this, but was there any other games that got your attention about this too?
There were two for different reasons. One was, I hope I'm going to say this right, Shinsekai Into the Depths. It's a sea exploration game, which I don't know. I've been playing Subnautica and a few others, and so I'm very interested in it.
Yeah.
So just for fun. And then the other is if anybody remembers, the Star Wars Episode I Pod Racer game.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I played that. Was that for the 360? No, that was for the Nintendo 64.
The Nintendo. So the reason why, first off, I enjoyed playing this game, but then in addition to that, the thing that's interesting for me is that this was a Nintendo 64 game, which we've not really gotten many of those onto the Switch yet. So
no,
I'm actually really quite hopeful that the fact that we're getting this one is kind of an indicator that those games might be coming, that there might be opportunities that Nintendo is going to bring some of the classic N64 games to the Switch. Like, there's so many I would love to have.
Now, have you ever played Bravely Default?
Yes, I played it on the 3DS.
So how excited are you for part two?
I'm stoked because I thought they'd kind of introduce a very interesting world. I like that they're having this one be with new heroes so that you can kind of come in and be able to enjoy trying it out and playing through a story without necessarily having to have played the first game.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun, actually, to see sort of the difference between the gameplay graphics and the level of cinematic animation that they're able to introduce by bringing it to Switch. So quite excited to see that one making its appearance as well. And it has a demo, which is great. So if you haven't played Bravely Default before and you like RPGs, you should try the demo. See how you like it. It is slated to release this year. I don't believe they've put a date on it yet.
Yeah, the demo's out now, so you could.
Yes, the demo's out now. Release date is to be shared.
Yes.
But definitely worth giving it a try if you like RPGs.
Yeah, I mean, there was other games too that they announced. Games is coming out later this year, and some are coming out very, very soon. So like Saints Row 4, Re-Elected, Trials of Mana, Elder Scrolls Blades, Minecraft Dungeons. There's also Legend of Heroes, Trials of Cold Steel 3, and a couple other more. So is there anything else before we go to our Animal Crossing review?
Just that they also talked a little bit about some of the DLC coming, either planned or stuff that's happening in Animal Crossing, in Pokemon Sword and Shield. They talked a bit more about the next Smash Brothers character. So there's a lot of good stuff there. If you haven't watched the direct yet, you should. The direct mini.
So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to post the link under the description of this episode so you could watch it. It's like a good 22, 25 minutes long. Just watch it and let us know your thoughts about it through fan mail, or just go to our Discord channel and we could start a conversation over there too.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right. So it's time. It's time to talk about Animal Crossing New Horizons.
It's that time.
We talked about this a couple episodes ago, and we were just talking about why we were excited about that game. During that time, there wasn't much information. I think there was a little bit from the direct of things that you could do in the game and everything. But typically, I prefer to talk about it once we have the game and, you know, stuff like that. So now we have the game. It's been now a couple of days now. For those that don't, has never played an Animal Crossing game, this takes place based on real time and date, depending on the location that you're at. So if you're either in the southern hemisphere or north, I think the weather changes in the game too based on that. So we're playing based on where we live in North America and so on. So, Mandy, I'm going to say this, man. Like, especially during this time, this is like the perfect, perfect game for just to feel relaxed, don't feel pressure. You could play a little bit now, wake up, the next day. Play like your own time. You don't have to. There's no like campaign or anything like that. This is like a game that this is you. You play the way how you want to play it. So what I've been doing for the past few days, Mandy, is I play a couple times. I play for a couple hours. I stop. Wake up. Around 8 o'clock in the morning, that's when Tom Nook comes out and makes an announcement of stuff that's going on during the day. So like today I logged on and he says, okay, we have this and this and that. I just opened my museum and also the store. And they talked about that later on tonight, there's going to be like shooting stars. So make sure to go outside at a certain time to see it. So I just love that I feel like I'm part of this island and I feel like everybody's there, that I know them, I talk to them. I've been discovering a bunch of stuff, you know, insects, fish, also digging to see if I could catch like any cool stuff. Also, what I've been doing too is every day, Mandy, I go to the beach to see if I could find anything there. And once in a while, I find some bottles. I'm like, hey, what is this? Who's sending these bottles? Huh? And I'm always opening and there's like stuff there. Like, it's really, really cool. I just love the whole environment, like the whole gameplay. I just love it overall. The package is awesome. Love it. So, but just want to say that was like a very long intro, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a long intro. So for those of you who have never played an Animal Crossing before, it's categorized as a social simulation game.
Yes. I should have said that.
If you ever go back, there's actually a really funny image from, I think, like one of the very first game, and Nintendo called it communication. And one of the magazines that was reviewing it at the time was like, hell if we know what that means. But it's funny to see it where it is now. So it's a social simulation game. So you're purchasing a getaway package and moving with a couple of other people to a deserted island, which will no longer be deserted because you've moved there. And, you know, you start out with tents and you basically get to start exploring your island, collecting items. Some of it is just resources like, you know, fruit from the trees, wood from the trees, you know, digging stuff up out of the ground, various plants and animals, from flowers to fish to insects to shells and things. And then as you kind of progress day to day, you can kind of upgrade and do things. So like you find enough items, and Blathers, who's an owl who likes collecting and, you know, opening museums, will come open a museum at your island, and you can bring him stuff the first time you ever find it to go into the museum. You know, you'll be able to upgrade yourself from living in a tent to living in a house. Tom Nook is going to take loans out for you, and like paying them back is rough.
he's evil. I find him evil. But wait, there's some good things about this, though, Mandy. In the previous game, it's all about money, though. But now you could use miles, which is another way for you to pay back. So
they have a lot of really interesting systems that I feel tie together. So, like, again, as you mentioned, I think the fun of this is you can burn a lot of time in this game. A lot. Like, I'm actually really glad that it's only come out recently, because right now my Switch profile just says that I started playing like 5 days ago. It doesn't have the number of hours yet, and I like hope it stays that way.
Yeah,
because I'm afraid
it will.
See.
Like, I think after the week, I think it will say how many hours.
I'm afraid to see how many hours I have at this point.
Is that bad? Is that crazy?
Like, I don't know, because like I'm working remotely, so I just like have it set up like I leave my island open so that people can come visit and stuff while I'm working.
Oh my god.
So it might be bad. But no, like, it's what I like about it is it's relaxed. It's at whatever pace you want to go. There's no actual pressure except for tarantulas, which we'll come back to.
Yes.
So you know, it's not like you have a clear you have to do this, or you have a story to complete. You can really take it at whatever pace you want to take it at. And I think that's fun. And then obviously there's social elements. You can go visit other people's islands. They can come visit yours. So it's like this kind of fun, you know, chatting with the people around you, like, oh, who has what fruit? Or like the turnips, like, oh, turnips are this much at my island today. And you can have these like fun little things where it's like, hey, a whole group of us got together and, you know, somebody was trying to build a bunch of furniture for one of their tasks for Tom Nook. And so it's like, okay, well, while you're crafting, I'll just go through your island and shake all of the trees and get a bunch of wood for you. And I'll just come drop it off. That way, you know, we're going to work together to help you get your, all of this furniture made. So it's like this really laid back at whatever pace you want sort of experience that you can, you know, be able to enjoy. And like, it's timely, as you said, a lot of us are kind of stuck at home. So it gives us something to do. It's like playing outside with your friends, except for you're neither outside nor technically together. You're just playing a game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, I've been noticing, I mean, look, if you go to my house, and my house is not the, it's not all that. Like,
my island's a mess.
Mine's, I see it as like inventory. Like, I just have my stuff there and it's all over the place. Like, the only part where I think it looks a little bit better is just the outside, but inside is like, my bed is like there. I have like my Nintendo Switch around there and a couple other items there. I just purchased a chair the other day. I even bought a mask just in case with everything, the coronavirus. I have it there too in the game too. So, but right now what I have to build is a bridge now for my island, because it looks like more people are coming in. They're moving in. And yeah, so I have to like build up a bridge where people could just go to the other side of the island and everything. So now, one thing that was very surprised that is not in the game compared to like the previous one is like, there's no police. There's certain things that's not in there. So
deserted island.
Yes. But I feel like they need to add something, you know, like, so it could, how are they going to control people after a while? Like, you know, once you start getting a lot more people that are coming in too. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I don't know. I'd say most of my gripes with this one are pretty minor. Once again, we kind of see that for all that there's this really neat social element to it, some of the ways in which their Nintendo's internet and online features work aren't great.
Oh, no, I'm not. Let me tell you, Mandy, I am not a fan of visiting other people's islands. Like, here's the thing. I love checking other people's islands, right? But it's just the process getting there. It takes forever. And it's even worse if you're in someone's island, just hanging out there, and then somebody else is visiting, then there's like a major pause for everybody. You see like the sign, hey, somebody's visiting, this and this and that. It just takes forever.
Yeah, loading in, people loading out.
Yeah, and I prefer playing this just single player because I could play whenever I want. You know, if I'm on the go, if I'm home, like it's a better experience than trying to go visiting other people's islands. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I like the visiting. Again, it's just the function. So there's a lot of like you have this whole loading thing going on when people are coming in and out of your island, or you're going to and from theirs. You have when somebody's at your island, there's so many things you can't do. And there's two levels of this. There's somebody's visiting, so they won't let you do it. And then there's times when they say, oh, you can't do that because your gates are open. There could be nobody on your island, but because it's open for other people to visit, they won't let you do certain things in terms of like maybe turning in items to Blathers at the museum to be donated, or maybe it's like redecorating. Like, oh, I'm like, literally, I got a recipe for ukulele. And I was like, oh, I'm going to craft this right now. And then I thought I was going to be able to use it, which I couldn't. It was a decoration. So I was like, okay, well, I'll put it out to decorate. They're, oh, no, you can't decorate while somebody's visiting. And I was like, what? Like, what is this?
See, yeah, I'm not cool with that.
I think that they definitely could make it better. It's for people that are enjoying the social elements of the game. Like, it's just an annoyance more than anything else. And like having to go like open and close your island, like the fact that some of it isn't like inherently built into some of their menus, like the fact that I have to go all the way to the airport and be like, hey, open up my island, and then go all the way back and be like, hey, I need you to close it now, is a little frustrating. And
well,
then,
yeah, what's up? No, I was going to say that there's one thing that you could do in the game too, because Tom Nook in the beginning, it will give you like a free flight to go to like an island. Now, when you visit this island, this is not an island where you're visiting somebody else's island. This is like something from like Nintendo that you could go and you could find more items over there in that location that is not available where you're at. And sorry for the background noise. It's like cops and ambulance. Like, I'm in New York, so it's kind of crazy background noise. Now, in order for you to go to that island, after you use the free ticket first, if you want to go again, then yes, you have to have people visiting your island. So I think once you do that three times, I think, or you have three visitors, I'm not sure because I haven't done it yet, then Tom Nook will give you another free flight for you to go back to that island that is only, I think, available online through Nintendo servers, or I guess, I'm not sure. Yeah, I only did it once, and I could. The thing is, I went there because I was looking for iron nuggets, so I couldn't find a lot.
They take so long to get.
Yeah, so then I'm like, oh my god! I went back to my island. I'm like, there's nothing else I could do. Like, unless I visit somebody else's island, I could find more. But yeah, it was a mission to do that to get all the items and build a store. While I was waiting for the museum to open too, like there was nothing really for me to do, so I had to wait for like the next day where everything resets and I could start searching the rocks and trees and a whole bunch of stuff. But you were gonna say something about that, Mandy?
Oh, I was gonna say, like, my next complaint was not
about
was
what?
Not sorry, it's one of those where I'm like, I'm just thinking about it. So the other thing that, like, it's both great and terrible is the tarantulas. I don't know if you run into a tarantula.
Yes, actually,
yet.
I was trying to trap him because I didn't know how to at first, because I know there is a little trick to get them. But I'm like, oh, man, but they were moving so fast. So
by the time, oh, my God.
So by the time I was going to get them, it was like too much. Like, they touched me and I fell on the floor. And I'm like, wait, I thought this game was like for kids. It's like violence. What's going on?
You just get attacked by spiders.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The tarantulas. So first off, you only see them out at night. And half the time, I'd say like probably half of the time that I've run into them on my own island, I've literally just like walked out of a building. And before I can even process that there's stuff like what's on the screen, and for some reason, I'm always carrying the net, which makes you a target. I step out and before I even realize what's happening, I'm getting, you know, being rushed by a tarantula. So they're great in the sense of they're worth, one is worth 8,000 bells. So they are like really good when you need to raise money for yourself. Mm-hmm. But catching them, it's like literally I see one on my screen and like my heart rate immediately jumps. I like start mildly panicking before I'm like, okay, I have to catch this. I need the money. And it's like, yeah. It's so strange. And I've lucked out that I really only run into them very randomly on my own island. But supposedly I have not visited yet. When you use that like miles plus ticket to go visit mystery islands, there is a tarantula island. And I am like terrified for the moment that I end up on that island. I'm like, oh no, now I'm just going to like basically just have my heart racing the whole time as I'm like, please let me just catch them and be done with it. Tarantulas are the worst. And then like, okay, mild paranoia here because I'm also like slightly afraid of spiders in real life. You catch it and then you put it in your pocket. Like, no.
Yeah, that's not a good idea in real life. No, at all. Now, Mandy, so this happened to me the other day. So I was walking around and I met up with her character is like a camel, I think. I think it's a she. I can't remember. I know it was very quick that I saw.
Oh, Sahara?
She was selling, I believe, carpet. So I was going to buy it, but I have so many stuff in my inventory that I'm like, oh, I'll get it later on or maybe the next day, you know. So I went the next day. I couldn't find her. She was not around. I'm like, oh, my God.
She does not stay on your island. She visits.
No, at all. So she visits once in a while, right?
I don't know what the frequency is. But yeah, she visits once in a while. Actually, it's funny because a friend of mine had texted me, was like, she's at my island. I've like locked her in. They like dug holes while she was in like one area so that she couldn't like walk out. It was like, if you make it over here quickly, you can buy things.
That is so messed up.
They trapped her so that I could come visit their island and buy stuff from her.
That is so. So wait, so you bought a carpet from her or no?
I bought a couple of rugs. I bought some flooring tile, and I also bought some wallpaper.
Oh, okay. Now, was it a big one or a small one?
I did a medium and a large rug. So I did
two. Rug. Oh, I forgot. Why I'm saying carpet. Is it carpet or rugs? It's rugs, right?
So they have rugs. So like area rugs. Okay, and then she also sells like wallpaper. The floor wallpaper and the floor tiling. And, so like the floor designs.
Yeah.
I got a really good one. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
But yeah, so you'll have like, circling back before we get too derailed to like that whole idea of like this is tied to real time, like world, like you pick when you start, you're like, you have a couple like configurations of what you can choose when you first choose your getaway package in your island. And it's things like, do you want to be in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere? Since that obviously impacts the seasons. And then they'll have a selection of different kind of island layouts. You get to pick one. And they tie it to real time. So wherever you're at, time zone wise, it's like the date, the time of day, and kind of the progression. And so what you'll find is as you start like catching, you know, fish and insects and other things, is that they're actually tied to times of day and time of the year. So you might say like, oh, this particular creature, if you go in and look at them in your journal, I guess, of what you've caught, it'll say like, oh, this fish is only available from November to March. And it only appears from like 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. or something. So like, it's legit being like, okay, I got to catch all the things before the month turns over and some of these go away, but the new ones will be here. And so like, it's like a fun way for them to kind of keep there always being something new over the course of the life of the game or the course of it, like a year, as well as the direct also noted, they're going to have their first in-game like seasonal event coming up soon, beginning of April for Easter. So that's, you know, there'll be other things going on, but you have like stuff like that, that allows it, like makes it kind of unique. You're not just doing the exact same thing every day. You have, you know, characters and NPCs that will visit you at random. Sometimes they're selling things. Sometimes they're like, hey, I'm from the next island over, which if this is a deserted island, how is there a next island over?
Yeah. Now I have a question for you. Now this character, he was just laying down on the beach, just there, like laying down. He was just
Gulliver.
What's up with him?
So if you, the very first time you talk to him, he basically tells you that he is a crew member on a ship and he has a tendency to fall asleep, fall overboard, and wash ashore on islands.
So do you think we're going to see this ship maybe in the future?
I don't know. We might see the ship in the future. Otherwise, you're just going to have him like randomly falling off of ships and somehow ending up at your island.
Yeah, because that was just random. I'm like, get up. He didn't want to get up. He was just there like just laying down the whole time. I'm like, okay, this is so strange.
Oh, yeah. So it's so funny. If you talk to him enough, he'll eventually get up and you help him out so that he can make it back to his ship. But don't worry, he'll appear again.
Okay. Because I think I have a strange feeling that ship might be showing up in the future in the game.
You never know. There's definitely a lot that could happen. So I don't know. It's fun. There's a lot of little things. There's a lot of like collecting stuff and wandering around. There's panic every time I see a tarantula. You know, all of the small gripes and kind of the annoyances tied to the online system aside. I will give them credit, though, is that when you like either friend people, like make them a best friend so that you can see them when they're online or go visit people at their island, they have a little text chat that you can do. And they finally got me to install the Nintendo app on my phone because two
same
reasons.
Here.
One,
same here.
The QR codes for designs and stuff, which I love because there's a lot of fun ones. And then two is there is a keyboard option on there, which is if you're visiting somebody or you're on somebody's island or they're on your island, you can type onto the keyboard in the app and it'll appear in the game. So I can bypass how long it takes me to like type something into somebody in the game by using the app. Now, it's not like perfect across all the things, but if you're on the same island as somebody, it's way faster. And I'm like, that was really sneaky, guys, to get me to like get the app this way.
Yeah, see, like that, I don't mind. I think that's cool, especially if you want to get like these cool designs that people have been creating online. Like, man, I seen some posters, t-shirts, wallpapers. I seen them all. And I'm like, wow, this is so crazy. Like somebody did a Final Fantasy battle scene from Final Fantasy VII, right? So they had the characters like on the wall fighting an enemy and they designed it as a wallpaper. I'm like, mind blown. How in the world they made that? Also, I seen the cover of Sonic Adventure 2, the whole cover. Somebody just put it like on the floor. That looked really cool. I seen like real people pictures or covers of albums like Wu-Tang Clan if you're into hip hop. Like I'm like, what? This is crazy. So what are the cool ones
you've seen? I've seen a bunch of people doing like game logos. So like somebody did the design with the heart from Sayonara Wild Hearts as a hoodie.
Oh, that's cool.
I've seen there was a whole set of like Dungeons and Dragons related like logos and designs and stuff. That so that was awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
Cool. There's like just lots of fun, interesting, creative stuff. So, but I was like, you know what, Nintendo? You finally got me. I finally installed the app. I don't use it probably for 90% of what you wanted us to use it for, but I'll use it for the QR codes to get designs and I'll use it to type messages to people when they're on my island.
That's crazy. Now, do you think there's like a website for me to go and get these designs, you think, or
I don't know. I mean, somebody might start, like somebody might be pulling it together, or maybe Nintendo will put something out. But all I've seen so far is that when somebody makes a design and they generate the QR code, them sharing it is how I found them.
Okay, yeah, I gotta start doing that. Definitely gotta start doing that. Now, Mandy, I know you have a lot of hours in your previous game that you mentioned. Do you think this is going to surpass the hours of gameplay wise for you?
Probably.
For yeah.
I think mostly because Xenoblade Chronicles 2, you know, it's an RPG, but it kind of has a finite storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, even though I did a lot of side quests and unnecessary things, you know, eventually I finished the story and I was like, I'm good, guys. Like, I'm good. With this, I feel like it'll go longer because there's always going to be something going on that I'll get to come back and do. They'll have events. Obviously, there's the changing of the seasons and the turning over of like months and things like that means that there will be new things for me to find and catch. So I fully anticipate this being like a much more than 150-hour game.
Yeah, I see that too. Now, one more question. So my museum is looking good. Like I've been focusing more on collecting stuff for my museum more than building my house, more than doing other activities. For some reason, that's been my focus 110%. Just I want to find more stuff and donate to the museum. I want this museum to be looking good. So I saw a picture of the stuff that you've been finding. I'm like, oh my God, Mandy surpassed me. Like, what?
Wait,
in
which
the world
one? Was it the first one when I had all the stuff in front of my house, or was it the one from this morning?
I seen the one that was in front of your house, like a collection of like insects and like a bunch. I don't know if you were trying to sell it or you were trying to like to donate that to a museum. Like I had no idea what you were trying to do. So
I do, like anytime I get something, catch something for the first time, I go and donate it to the museum. So alongside all the other stuff I'm doing, I'm absolutely trying to like get everything for the museum. But once you build the shop with the Nooklings, they're only open, I think it's from like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then overnight, what they have as an option is there's like a drop box that you can like sell stuff into while they're closed. But there are handling fees tied to the box. They take 20% out of whatever you're selling. So I was
that's
like
a rip
no.
off. What?
I need like Tom Nook is already charging me a ton to do my house upgrades. And like when new people move, he has me doing all the work of placing their house and building furniture for them. So I'm like, I'm getting every bell that I am owed when I sell things. So instead, I was just, as I was like playing in the evening and collecting things, I like keep everything and sell it. So I just started like stacking everything on top of each other in front of the shop so that in the morning I could come in and just like pick up as much inventory as I can hold, go inside, sell it, go back outside, pick up more.
That is so fun. Now, if you have a best friend, they could go to your island and take some of those stuff though if they want, right?
I mean, if they want to. And like if people like, I'm super open when I've had like friends visiting so far. I'm like, oh, you want one of my orange trees? My island has oranges. Like, go ahead, take some oranges or take a whole tree. You know, I've via playing with other people collected all of the other fruit. So they're slowly growing. Like, hey, you, I have three cherries. You need cherries so you can go plant your own tree. Go ahead and take one. So I'm like more than free to like barter or let people have things. But I was doing so much at that point that I'm like, well, I'll just keep my island closed. Nobody will take this. If now, somebody wanted one or they needed it for something, I probably would have given it to them.
Now, I have to mention this before we wrap it up here, Mandy. I planted coconuts and yes. I've been, you know, putting some water in there and everything every day. I don't see no activity. I don't see, I see the other trees growing. But for some reason, this plant, it just looks the same. Am I doing something wrong?
There's a couple things that could be going on. One, it could be too close to something else. Trees will only grow so much if you have them too close together. And then some of them, they take like multiple days to grow. So it's not an overnight where you go from having like planted the coconut to having a full palm tree.
Okay. I got to look it up because... I have it in an area because I want it to look good right next to the house. So
that's it might be too close.
You think so? Can I remove it? Is that going to be an issue or no?
No, you can. So what you need to do, it depends on the size of it. Like smaller items you can, or smaller like plants and things, you can just dig up with a shovel and you like pull it out and then you can go find someplace else to plant it. You might, depending on what it is, you might have to dig a hole and put it in the hole. But you can also just like take full size trees. So anytime I was visiting one of the mystery islands, you just need to eat a fruit beforehand to like superpower your character. And you can actually like use the shovel to dig out an entire tree.
Oh,
so like if okay. I would visit one with like a fruit that I didn't have, like I ended up on an island that had peaches and I was like, great, I'll just like dig up like three peach trees. And then rather than waiting for them to have to grow from a fruit, which is going to take them like probably 4 to 5 days to be able to start growing the fruit itself, like for the tree to grow and then bear fruit. I just stole the entire tree.
Oh my God. That's funny. That is hilarious.
Hey, sometimes you just got to make it work. Like it's a mystery island. You'll never visit it again. So you don't have to worry about it. You just take a couple trees. You're all set. So rather than having to grow a palm tree from a single coconut, you could just have an already grown full-size palm tree and you just need like 1 to 2 days for the coconuts to actually like blossom.
All right, well, we're gonna wrap it up here. It's been like now 46 minutes, Mandy.
Woo! Tips and tricks for Mandy talking about Animal Crossing.
It's all good. It's a lot of fun talking about it, man. So all right, so everybody, look, Animal Crossing New Horizons for the Switch, you already know we're excited, we love the game, we're having fun. Mandy been having more gameplay hours than me because I think I've been playing multiple different games. But when I'm like super stressed out, I just want to relax. I just go and play Animal Crossing. I'll stay away from like Doom and Phantasy Star Online, all that stuff. I just play that. And now that I have Panzer Dragoon, that's another game I'm going to be playing now in a few minutes right after this. So, but overall, I love the game. I personally think that if you have a Nintendo Switch and you want to try something new and very relaxing, and you also could get other people from your family involved too to play, I think this is like the perfect game. I just love it. It's a lot of fun. So Mandy, anything you want to say to wrap it up about Animal Crossing? Or like any recommendations for people?
beware all of the tarantulas. But no, it's a nice, fun, relaxing. I think that you can, if you want something at a nice, slower pace, that all the pressure, and you like things that are kind of in that simulation category, absolutely worth playing.
right,
you know, cool. Gripes, minor gripes aside, it's well done.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun. And I heard that this sold a lot. It surpassed the sales number of Pokemon, the last Pokemon game that came out in Japan. It surpassed this by a lot.
That's I would not big. Be surprised at all.
This game is big. Put it this way, everyone. The other day, I know I mentioned this in the podcast. I think it was like 55 people playing. Only two were one person was playing like a Sonic game, and another one was just watching YouTube. And everybody else, out of the 55 people that were online at the same time, were playing Animal Crossing. That is, I've never seen this out of all the games that I've been playing since the launch of the Switch. I have never seen that amount of people playing one game. That is insane. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. So I just want to say thanks to Nintendo for sending me a code. That was really cool of them. And I'm excited for the events and everything that's coming out for Animal Crossing in the future. And Mandy, hopefully I could visit your island. And you
we'll
could add me.
We'll have to plan it. I'll open it up so you can come check it out. It's a bit of a mess, but it's fun.
And you could add me as a best friend so I could, you know. Find some,
start
some
taking
stuff
that I leave sitting in front of my store.
Yes, that too. That too. It's all good. No, but Mandy, thanks a lot. And if people want to add you, follow you on Twitter, want to mention your...
You can find me on Twitter at LadyLuck34. I also hang out in the Gamertag Radio Discord. So if you're not already there, you can come hang out. We have an entire Animal Crossing channel that we're chatting about all the silly things, including when people visit Tarantula Island.
Yeah, and it's very active. I'm surprised how many people are really active on our Animal Crossing.
We're all just like, it's taking over our lives.
Yeah, so it's cool. Really, really cool. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1015. Make sure to add Mandy. And let us know, how was our conversation about Animal Crossing? You liked it or what? You know, just hit us up on Twitter or on Discord. But Mandy, as always, I love having you because we're like the only ones that actually talk for like a good almost an hour, just Nintendo Switch.
Just Nintendo stuff. We're like, yes, all of the Nintendo things.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. And hopefully you could download Panzer Dragoon.
Yep, soon. It's on my, I'm going to buy it. I just work.
I know. It's all good. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right. So remember, Burnout Paradise is coming out. Let's set something up too. That would be a lot of fun to play that one more time online. So... All right, everyone, thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to contact us for fan mail, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, until next time, thank you for listening. And if you want to visit Mandy's island, just hit her up and she would definitely have it open. Not mine's. I don't open mine's. Mine's is like private. It's very ugly. Just one. All right. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.